Hello and welcome to Aspiration Athletics, episode 4, and I'm your host, Devin Burnison. And today I want to talk about motivation, how to get motivated, how to get started, how to get into your fitness journey and feel good and feel like you're in control throughout the process. So these are all common themes that I'm finding a lot of people have trouble with. And in the industry I work in, in the clientele that I serve, the demographic that I serve, this is surely a barrier for a lot of people. And it can be kind of hard to clear the air and to find your why, so to speak, that long-term initiative that's going to keep you going when things get rough. But before I get into the meat and potatoes of the show today, I want to interlude and tell you about the future of this show and tell you a little bit about some of the guest speakers that we have coming up this week. So I'm trying to do an episode every single day, you guys. And with that being said, I've already got a lineup of guest speakers ready to go. I'm excited to be able to present to you a bunch of professionals in the industry. I have, I don't want to spoil the show, you guys. Jeez. But I have Brandon Wardlow coming from Ypsilanti, Michigan, who is most recently a competitor in bodybuilding, most recently a certified personal trainer. And we're going to talk about his endeavors in bodybuilding and his endeavors in sports performance. So look forward to that, you guys. Additionally, I have Professor James Ramsey, who's going to be joining us on the show this week as well. We're going to cover the topic of athlete development and periodization and things along the realm of sport performance. So that'll be exciting. And also talking with Mike. I don't know his last name yet, but I met this guy at Anytime, and he was just a fascinating guy. I mean, he's the gym owner there. And after getting to talk to him a little bit, finding out that he owned 8 gyms before this last one that he's involved in now. So we're going to be able to get some insight from Mike about business ownership and being in the fitness industry for as long as he has. So tune in for that, you guys. That'll be coming up later this week. For now, we're talking about motivation. So maybe you've struggled finding the motivation. Maybe you've struggled finding the drive to get you off your ass and into action. And I'm here to clear the air and help you organize your thoughts to be more efficient in this process. So what I find when I work with anybody who comes into the center as a prospective client, I sit down, we have our consultation after I show them around the facility, and we talk about their goals and we talk about their initiatives. Most importantly, I want to get to know the person in front of me. I want to know how they operate and what drives them. So I listen in on key things that they're saying. If we're in conversation and they find a way to slip in their daughter or where their alumni from, or, you know, people are going to talk about things that are valuable to them. So a lot of it too is picking up on, at least for me, picking up on what people are saying. And this is what is required to is being present in the moment to pick up on these things is picking up on what they're saying, because again, they're not going to talk about things they don't care about. So starting off with that, recognizing that, going back to organizing your thoughts, you guys, recognizing that there's going to be certain drivers of thought and certain motivations that are going to push you further than others. And we're looking for long-term sustainability. We're not looking for that 12-second burst of energy that's going to be here and gone tomorrow, right? So I want to help you guys avoid from falling into the trap of that cyclical process of going in and out of your fitness endeavor and really going one step forward, two steps back. So this is a common theme that I've noticed, and the best insight that I can give to you and what I found has helped me is creating a conversation, having that conversation with yourself, right? Like, it really does justice to be able to look yourself in the eye and in its rawest form, be able to counsel yourself and analyze your thoughts and feelings. What means the most to you? Like, if you're getting involved in your fitness endeavor and you're thinking about, you know, jumping in to a workout regimen tomorrow, what's going to be the one thing aside from your goal that's going to drive you towards that success? And this is alluding to what I talked about in episode one briefly, and I kind of touched on it, and I want to expand upon it today, is creating that emotional connection, that emotional driving force with the goal that you want to achieve. So notice what I said is very simple, right? The premise is very simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. Now, once you figure out what motivates you, right? Like, for example, I always use that that analogy of, you know, losing 30 pounds for your kids, right? Like, having that connotation of losing 30 pounds so that you can live longer to be around your kids longer versus I want to lose 30 pounds to look good. Those are two different types of motivation. One is an external motivation, right? So you're kind of motivated by the extrinsic factors like your vanity. And then one's more intrinsic. One is internal. And that's your emotional connection to the goal. So once you understand that behavior change has to first start with an emotional connection as a driving force, you'll start to be able to manipulate and harness and optimize your perceptions, you guys. So, interestingly enough, I read a study. I can't for the life of me remember who. This is about a year ago, but they talked about perceptions of exercise in the workplace. So, what this means is, and I may have the title a little bit backwards, but what this is talking about is your perceptions towards your effort. So they took these maids, these cleaning ladies, and they studied these cleaning ladies in their daily life, in their job, and they noticed that they were working hard. They were scrubbing floors. They were being physically active. But at the end of the day, if you were to ask them, had they done any exercise, they'd say no. And then they would say that they were lazy. So when you think about your perceptions towards your efforts, if you feel like you aren't doing enough and you feel like you're not moving enough, take a look at your daily life and analyze what you're doing there. What's your perceptions towards your daily activity? Now, if you're sedentary completely, this is going to be different for you. But those of you that work laborious jobs, you need to recognize too that getting into a training program or an exercise program is going to be something you'll have to meander around with your physical job. And I fell into this before as well. I was working at a factory, a cold storage factory in near Detroit, Michigan. And, you know, at this job, it was very physical. You know, we were unloading pallets and stacking 80-pound boxes, and you know, it was a factory job. It was heavy labor. So I had to adjust my training from there. Now, going back to the fact of finding that motivation, and this is why I'm tying it all together, is I was kicking my ass at my own job. It was hard to even find the will and motivation to go into an extra workout after a physical, laborious, intensive job. So for me, I'm a bit more extreme than the status quo in terms of having that intrinsic motivation to work a 10-hour shift and then go and lift weights. It took me a while to build that mental fortitude. But that, I just want to give you an idea of where that initiative, where that drive can take you. Imagine working a 10, 12-hour shift all inside in negative 8-degree temperatures, and you're freezing, and you get off of work, and you started when it was dark, and you're ending when the sun is setting down, and you still find time to go to the gym. That's that type of intrinsic motivation that I want to instill in all of you. And not in the context of, oh, I'm going to go to the gym after work now. Like, I want to inspire you to just work harder in your life. A little hard work never killed anybody, guys. But all in all, those motivations that I was able to find in the process leading up to that point were imperative towards me making it through that hurdle, that challenge in my life at the time. Now, that being said, what were my motivations? Well, I remember being in bodybuilding prep, and this is a practice a lot of you can try as well to help build kind of this aspect of mental fortitude as well. But taking cold showers in the morning. I would take cold showers in the morning because it gets your endorphins running. It gets your blood pumping, circulation is increased, and it just the pain and the suffering in the moment of that action was terrible. But the reward from it, that what I gathered from all of that experience, I mean, it really just made you appreciate the little things, the warm water and things like that, right? So building that aspect of mental fortitude. Now, also, I'm a firm believer in behavioral contracts. So if you really want to find a strong motivation, and this depends on how much your word means to you. I'll never forget working at Michigan, University of Michigan. I had two jobs at the time. I was working as a painter slash maintenance man at University of Michigan as a summer job, while also working, and this was full time, while also working a part-time job at Liberty Athletic Club in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I just remember being so down on myself because I was like, this is not the life I want to live. I know this isn't for me. And like, I just knew I had to change something. Like that motivation, that call to action to me was getting out of the monotonous routine of life. And in order for me to hold myself accountable to that, to my future, I made a behavior contract. And in that behavior contract, it stated, and I still have it today, it stated that I was going to do everything necessary within my power to change my life through acquiring my personal trainer certification. So I firmly believed that action, and I had that stick-to-itiveness at the time at 19 years old, which is pretty impressive, and I got it done. And ever since then, I've predicated my life around finding a motivation and running with it and aligning your strengths with your passion. I talk about that a lot, you guys. But what the main point of all of this is you have to be driven by something bigger than yourself. Because if your motivations lie in the realm of tangibles, or it lies in the realm of vanity, or you're doing it to get girlfriends, or to get attention, or to have bling bling, or to flex on people, there's never gonna be enough, right? Like, there's just too many people that put their morals, ethics, and values in the wrong place when they get started with their endeavor, and then they end up falling in and off the bandwagon constantly. And we want to create long-term success. We want to create sustainability. And it really requires, having an emotional connection to the goal at hand. Because it's so easy to be motivated when times are good and things are working in your favor. But when they're not, like when I was in the freezer, when they're not working in your favor, still finding time to get your workout in, or still finding time to put that time towards your studies, or still finding time to put that time towards maybe creating some marketable business models, right? So like, it's just about going the extra mile and having the accountability to self. Most of us don't trust ourselves enough, and that's a reason why we are so hesitant and apprehensive in our adventures and in our endeavors, is that we don't trust ourselves enough. We don't believe in what we do. And we live in such an empty society today. And those of you that are in Western culture and Western society, you guys understand that, you know, this sense of motivation is lost. You're holding your values in the wrong place, and it's essential to your own self-growth and your own change to challenge yourself. It really does you justice to go outside your comfort zone and to challenge yourself. And this is what cracks me up. I work with some older clientele who've never been in exercise their entire life. And for the first time, they're feeling a contraction in their quadriceps and they're feeling that burn set in. And people that never had to endure struggle in their life now are feeling physical pain as a result of exercise that they have to triumph. And that's a motivator, right? Like, that's something I got to push people to get through. So everybody's got different motivations and everybody's at different points in their journey or their endeavors, which require different motivations. And all that I want to do in this podcast is to create conversation. I want you to think about what motivates you. I want you to think about what's going to be that driving force in your life that's going to allow you to change yourself for the better. And it really does require thinking about it, you guys. All my listeners out there, for those of you that know me personally, I started this all on Snapchat and Instagram. And, you know, I always talk about these motivations and I talk about getting started. And, you know, it always comes back to the same idea. And that's really with committing yourself to a higher sense of purpose and believing, really, perspective, believing that it can be done. I am all about practicality. But honestly, the sky's the limit for human beings, you guys. And as soon as you start realizing that, and as soon as you start realizing the power that you have within you, you're unstoppable from there. I can't necessarily bring that out of you. You have to bring that out of you. I can help you recognize it, right? Like, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make it drink. So all in all, you guys, I want you to find your motivations. I want you to challenge yourself, and I implore you to find your biggest motivator. What does it lie in the realm of? Is it an emotional connection to something? Is your motivation your health at the end of the road? Like, those are the valid connections and motivations that we want to create, not extrinsic motivations that are based around and predicated on external forces and factors that really aren't going to allow us to make long-term sustainable change, such as a tangible object or doing it all for the girls or doing it for the bling bling or to be able to post on your Instagram with a ab check Monday or something. I don't know. But again, you guys, the power is in your hands, and I believe all of you can make the right decision and ultimately start working towards better change in your life. And it starts with movement. It starts with getting up and doing something. It starts with taking action. So if you've thought about it in the past about getting started, stop thinking, start doing. This has been a great episode, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode 4, How to Stay Motivated and What Motivates You. So I'm opening the table for all of you to be able to respond to these podcasts. And if you use the app Anchor, you're able to send me voice messages of things that you would like to see in the next podcast. Or you can DM me on all of my social media platforms at Aspiration Athletics. And you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, pretty much everything, you guys. So if there's a platform for media, I'm probably on it. Let's work together and let's continue to help each other, build each other up, and create a strong community of strong-willed and motivated individuals. Until next time, it's been great. I'm your host, Evan Burnison, and I'll talk to you again soon. So just to be clear in summation, guys, because I know I went on a tangent quite a bit, but to connect back to the points, in essence, you have to have a strong emotional connection to the goal in front of you. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to sustain the workload involved and have the mental fortitude to continue going when things get tough. Like I mentioned before, it's easy to stay on the path. And it's easy to be happy when everything in life is going right and you're not moving against resistance or moving against resistance, right? So going back to the main point again, tying that emotional connection is going to be a driving force towards long-term motivation and intrinsic motivation, which is going to suit you better and allow you to perform better and allow you to achieve your goals more efficiently than leaving your value in extrinsic motivations or tangibles, you know, the vanity and the money and the women, right? Those are all the wrong reasons around why you should get involved in your endeavor. Additionally, these perceptions towards exercise that I talk about, if you can't create a mind-muscle connection where you are working out and or training, and you believe that your effort is attributing towards growth, then that is optimal. That is what you want. What happens too often is people get in the gym, and because they aren't confident in their abilities and they aren't confident in their competency in exercise, they therefore have a very skewed perception towards their effort. So what seemingly looks to be you know, strenuous to them, they can't put the pieces of the puzzle together because they're just not body aware and haven't developed proprioception well enough. But they can't put the pieces together that what they're actually doing is a workload, right? And going into that study I was talking about where these maids are doing physical labor in their jobs, yet they never looked at it that way and they felt that they weren't getting exercise when in actuality they were cleaning apartments all day. That was part of the exercise that they were getting. And the point that I was trying to prove in this motivation factor is that when you are working a tough job and you're still trying to get involved in a fitness endeavor, it can be difficult. There's a lot of resistance that you're facing, and I totally understand that. And I was in that situation. And what I'm saying is you have to create those intrinsic motivators, those driving forces via emotional connection to allow you to have that mental fortitude to continue going even after a long day of work, or you feel that you've fatigued yourself throughout your job. So I want all of you to be able to understand too, fatigue is part of life, and everybody wants to stop training or stop the workout bout when things get tough, and that shouldn't be the case.